This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Roadhouse Von Dodehouse. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey, how are you?
I'm great. I had a great little Saturday. Yep. I know that we usually do this on Sunday. It's my fault.
It's all right.
Full disclosure, I screwed up.
All good.
But I spent the afternoon at First City Meets in Lynn with Josh Clark doing some promotional photography for his website.
Hell yeah.
Great time.
Nice.
Came home with some meats.
Good.
Cook some flat iron steaks tonight. My family love them.
Very good.
Good stuff. So if you're in the North Shore area, First City Meets in Lynn, check it out. Unreal.
Nice.
Unreal experience.
He sent us hats and shirts, and I have kept the hats and shirts. I have not.
You have kept the hats and shirts.
Given them to you, and I've seen you a few times since, but I keep forgetting. Yes. So I do have hats and shirts with your name on it.
Perfect.
But that's very good. Yeah, that all sounds great. Mm-hmm. And Rye, it is a rainy Saturday night. And but luckily it's a Dork double feature Saturday night with the Dork boys, and we have a lot to get to. But in this episode, let's do this.
This week in Dork. Yeah.
In addition to the topic du jour, a ton of movies came out, whether it be in theaters or streaming this weekend. The headliner was supposed to be Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and it's getting just bodied. Nobody seems to like it. 43% on Roddy T's, and a lot of diehard Ghostbuster fans are saying they don't like it. The audience score on Roddy T's is pretty favorable, but we talked to Goo. He didn't like it. I have a couple other friends of friends that like wanted to see it, and they were like, no. Apparently, it's like it's kind of serious, and I'm like, really? Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, it's what got me too is someone who reviewed it, and I think I said it to you when we were talking the other night. Someone said the first Ghostbusters movie was good by accident, and the other ones are not good.
Yeah, right. Like, no, it's like
they said there have been five now, right?
Yeah, it's impossible to make a good Ghostbusters movie. The first one happened by accident because there was two then. Then there's been two of these, and then there's the all-female Ghostbusters. So there's five total Ghostbusters movies. And, yeah, the first one's great.
And
like
first one's great. All right. Second one's fine. There's my favorite scene in all. Two has my favorite scene in any Ghostbusters movie. That when Lewis Tully gives his defense of the Ghostbusters, his opening statement, I remember it by rote. It was sure the blackout was a problem for everybody. I was stuck in an elevator and had to make the entire time. But one time they turned into a dog and they helped me. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, all right, let's hear it for him. All right, very good. So there's that. I don't know if we'll get around to reviewing that at some point. If you guys did happen to see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram at Dork Podcast. Let us know. Spoiler free. Let us know if it was good. Maybe the critics have it wrong. I'd be all ears. Immaculate, the Sydney Sweeney starring horror movie, like religious horror. I think she's a nun.
Oh yeah, nun. Yeah.
Yeah. This is getting like decent enough reviews. Roddy T's has it at 72. Audience lower though. So this is one of those ones flipped from Ghostbusters where the audience likes it less than the critics. Ghostbusters the other way. It is Sydney Sweeney in a horror movie. Maybe she'll go down this route.
She wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scream queen.
She came out and said she wants to work with Margot Robbie now.
I'd watch that film.
How are you on that? You would watch that film?
I'd watch them being.
Is that any, too much?
Whatever they want to. Oh, maybe too much. Yeah, maybe.
Whatever they want to do.
You got to pace yourself.
What about like little buddy cop films?
Yeah, that'd be good. I feel like they need like an intermission.
Yeah.
People need to be able to relax a little bit. Now, the movie.
Did you see that guy, the guy in Detroit? Did you do, you did that on the radio, right? The guy in Detroit?
No, we didn't talk about
that. That would happen yet. Across the country.
So for those that don't know what you're talking about, there was what's the name of that movie that's out now?
I forget what it is, but it's the one with Kristen Stewart and the other girl, and they're like bodybuilders.
Yeah.
I forget, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck is the name of that? Love Lies Love. Something? Anyway.
Yeah.
A guy had to be removed. He passed out while jerking off himself.
Whilst, and the movie ended, and the lights came up, and everyone saw him.
He was just cranking it mid-theater, passed out before he had a chance to, I assume, before he had a chance, and yet everybody saw him.
Before he had a chance.
Yeah. He had a chance. The guy had a chance.
Hog in hand, just dead asleep.
And he had, like, snacks and shit, like, near him.
He had, like, blankets, like, kind of, like, his jacket, like, kind of over him, but not really.
Like, good lord, dude. Oh, my God. Now, the movie I really want to see, though, is Late Night with the Devil. This thing is getting 96 critic score on Roddy T's, 84 audience. This is the David Dasmalchian horror movie where he's, like, a late night talk show host and something crazy goes on. So I am all in on that one. That looks awesome.
It does look really good. And he's like sneaky, like the perfect person to be in a horror movie.
Yeah.
He's like kind of got a weird face about him, you know, and he's kind of creepy looking.
He's definitely.
Yeah.
I like him.
I'm looking forward to see. I didn't get this. Who had this in movie draft? You did, right?
I did. Yeah. I was all in on this. I saw the trailer a while ago and I was like, this looks fucking creepy. I have mostly horror movies in the, which not necessarily
as
the recipe.
You always do.
Yeah. Not the recipe for success normally, but we'll see. Speaking of movies, Beetlejuice. We got a trailer for that, teaser, trailer, whatever you want to call it. You got to see Michael Keaton, got to see Jenna Ortega, got to see Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara all back in action. Tim Burton's running the show here. I'm in on Beetlejuice, man. This looks pretty good.
You know who's my kids are so in on Beetlejuice because we've seen the movie a couple times. They love it. Mm-hmm. And they're so excited. I showed them the trailer and it does look really good. And I watching the movie again recently, it's amazing how like unhinged Michael Keaton is the entire film.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's like a Robin Williams performance.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, not to derail this week in Dork, but I'm glad Thomas brought this up. So on the radio this past Friday, I was telling a tale about how I have like a creature or creatures in my shed.
Okay.
And I didn't know what it was. I had a mouse get into my wife's car. I've had no Jesus for us Mises get into my wife's car. And that was a real problem. So they chewed on her wires, and then that was the game changer. That was a fucking costly thing. So, like, knock on wood, we've never had them in the house, but clearly they're outside of the house somewhere. So anyway, long story short, I go into the shed to get something the other day, and I'm like, yeah, I'll probably see a mouse. I'm almost expecting to see a mouse.
Yep.
I see a thing straight in front of me, and it's small like a mouse, small like a chipmunk, but not. It's neither of those things from first glance. Not a squirrel either.
But I'm not like, a rabbit.
Not a rabbit, for sure not a rabbit. Doesn't have nice floppy ears. I'm like, what is this thing? So I'm like, maybe it's like a young skunk. It was white. It was white in the face. Kind of cute, white in the face. But I'm like, is this a skunk? I'm like, is it a possum? Like, it would be like a baby skunk or a possum. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it is. So I send a picture to Katie, who's at work. She shows somebody that she works with, and the woman says to her, oh, that's a stout. And I was like, a stout? So a stout, also known as an ermine or a weasel to the layman. We have weasels. We have weasels or ermines.
You got weasels?
I have ermines. I have ermines in my shed.
Stout animal.
Yeah, look up ermine. E-R.
I see them.
Those little fucks.
A stoat or a stout?
Stout or stoat. S-T-O-A-T. How would you say it?
Oh, well, the person who said stout like the beer.
Oh, Thomas in the chat said stout. No, stoat, S-T-O-A-T.
Stout.
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 I'm just saying Ermine because I feel like I have that one right.
And it makes Ermine, we got. I think it's a stout.
So Ermine, we got. So Ermine, different
stout,
than
a stout, not a stout. Yeah,
weasel. I got weasels, but
so we got a little weasel.
And I think I got at least two of them because I saw the one. He had the white tail. And I ended up taking a picture of this little guy. I got him on. I got you on film, so I got one of him. He was jumping about, and he was like, but he was kind of sneaky, and he had a nice fluffy tail, and they're kind of long, like they look like ferrets.
Yeah.
And yeah. So at one point there was one straight ahead of me, and then the next thing you know, there was one to the right of me, and I'm like, there's no way he got from A to B that quick. So I'm like, I got at least two ermines in there.
Yeah. And so I start feeding them.
Well, no,
domesticate them.
Here's the thing.
The dog.
No, not even the dog. I was asking on the air. I'm like, do I need to get these things out of here? Are they going to cause damage? No. They kill mice, bunnies, yeah, and snakes.
Yes. That's why I said feed them. Like,
dude, we are long overdue. I wish we had these ermines. Because Katie's like, what are we going to do about it? I'm like,
leave them.
I think we're keeping these guys now.
Yeah.
So I hope they,
you know, it's not cool.
What's that?
You know, one of my colleagues, I live on a school campus. You know what they saw? So across the street, there's like two campuses, like a West campus that we don't really use anymore, except for like athletic fields.
Yeah.
So there's a little pond there. Guess what they saw? Crossing from like pond to pond.
Fisher cat?
Fucking Fisher cat.
No, that.
And they got it like on video. They're like, don't walk your dogs down here.
No,
like,
Fisher cat would tear Harrow apart. But the ermines are so much smaller than Harrow. They wouldn't want to mess around.
There'll no snakes in your backyard.
Dude, snakes and mice. Like so the mice have been fucking up the car. The snakes just scare the hell out of me. So I'm like, I hope these guys just camp out in there and have like a nice life.
You do have to name them.
Well, yeah. So Stiz had a good idea. Maybe one of them could be Ernie the Ermine. And then the other one could just be like Philip.
Want to know
a fun fact about ermines?
Yes.
They have something in them where they can change the color of their coat based on like the environment, based on like the season. So right now they're all white, except their tail was a little dark. And so by the time the spring and summer and fall roll around, they're going to be like brown. So they blend in with the stuff. Then they fucking change again.
These things are fascinating.
Yes. I love them.
And love
so,
that.
So then I, That's so great. I couldn't find him. And then I left the shed and I left the door open. And then I came back in and he was up on like a bench and he looked around and like saw me. And I'm like, does he want me to go in there? Like, what is this guy? I think he was like just kind of curious. Yeah. I was like, all right.
He was like, well, I live here now. He's curious. That's why I call him. You name him Whiskers.
Yeah, Whiskers. Like, Ernie and Whiskers.
Ernie and Whiskers.
Yeah. He was. He was curious like a cat. And so, I think it's a blast. Anyway.
Throw him some hot dogs or something. They would love that.
Well, I wonder. I don't want them to think they don't need to hunt the mice and the snakes.
That's why you don't. You just cut up a little bit of hot dog and then throw them so they know you're nice.
Oh, true.
And then leave them.
True. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking great. Great addition. I've brought them up to Katie like 30 times today. I'm like, well, you know, we have ermines. And she's like, yeah, I got fucking stop talking about the ermines.
You keep stop talking about the goddamn.
So I left today. Me and Cece went somewhere. And I was like, hey, just don't forget to feed the ermines. She's like, I'm not fucking going in there. I'm not going in the shed. Anyway.
I'm a hot dog.
They're great.
That's great.
TV, we're in a decent spot in TV. The next episode is going to be a TV show that just came out. Shogun is still ripping right through. Absolutely love Shogun. I'm one behind in Dark Side of the Ring. I'm one behind in Manhunt. And I'm all caught up on Bad Batch. I'm liking Bad Batch. The most recent episode of Bad Batch, which I think is 8, I think you would enjoy.
Okay.
I put out a feeler. I was like, do I need to watch Invincible? Because Invincible's back. And Jordan had a good point. On Twitter, he was like, the way it's going, you might want to wait till it's all done. Like, at this point, we've waited so long.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
And then rip them all, because he's like, either the last episode or the one before, like a major cliffhanger. So you're like, you might as well just fucking watch the whole thing. So that's what I'll do for Invincible. And I don't know about the Rick and Michonne show. I don't know if it's going to get its hooks in me, if I should go watch that Walking Dead show. I got two responses, so I don't know how many people are watching it. We only got 50,
50.
And that's what it was. One guy was like, get in on it. The other guy was like, it's super boring. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
But it's going somewhere.
It's going
so somewhere. My brother gives me this hot take. He'll text me every once in a while with like this, like the hottest take. And he said, you were talking the three body problem.
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either. But I think we talked about it or something. Yeah. And he's like, it's gonna be better than Game of Thrones. It's the next Game of Thrones.
Well, it's the Game of Thrones guys, right?
Right. But he said it's gonna be better than that.
The chance.
Which I don't know if that's true, coming from somebody who thought it would be a good idea to buy a Zune.
What's a Zune?
A Zune? A great question. Yeah. So when the iPod first came out, I remember I got one. I bought a Mac computer, and the guy at the store was like, hey, they're throwing these in. Just take it.
Huh.
And remember, MP3 players were like, this was 2001 or 2002. Okay. So he was so I remember I had that little MP3 player had like five songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, this can hold like 1,000 songs. I'm like, there's no fucking way this thing holds 1,000. It's the biggest deck of cards. Like, no way. He's like, yeah, they're just throwing them in with new computers. I was like, cool. So then Microsoft made their own MP3 player to compete with the iPod called a Zune. And my brother's like, no, this one's way better.
And your brother got the Zune?
6 months later, they discontinued him.
All right, Zune. Every time he brings up an idea. All
right, Guardians. Zune. And Guardians 2. Remember they give Peter the MP3? That's a Zune.
Awesome. That's a good joke.
Is those things are trash. Dog shit.
Just piss. Yeah. I like it.
Just piss.
So TV is going to be kicking. So right now it's good. In June, it's going to be insane. So not only
it's too much.
It might be too much because we have to keep up with all the shit and they're all going to be standalone. So you have The Boys and The Bear are both coming back in June. Then we just got trailers this week for House of the Dragon and The Acolyte. All in June.
What are we going to do?
Fucking watch the shit out of these
shows.
Going
to be busy. And I was watching. Jesus Christ.
Here's the question. Do we get them Thrones boys back at it? And do we have to wait on Sunday night and then do like recap episodes? Is it going to be that good?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you might be right.
Hey, how cool was that? So House of the Dragon did two trailers. Because this time there's going to be two dragons. But they did they called it a black trailer and a green trailer. So like one was from the perspective of the Targaryens, and then one was of the perspective of, I'm forgetting what the fucking girl's name is now, but like, it was like the two different sides.
Yeah.
Kind of neat.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of pumped for this. Mm-hmm. I also think The Acolyte looks excellent.
And everyone is like, everyone's shitting on it because they're like, oh, because there's
Yeah, why are they shitting on it?
I don't know, because it happens before, so it's like when the Jedi are at the height of their power, there are no Sith. Right. So there's probably like some pretty shitty Jedi at this point. So,
yeah. It's pre all the movies, like 100 years pre movies.
Yep.
Yeah. But people are like shitting on it because there's a woman in it probably, or like what's
right.
the problem?
And but they're like, there's one early Jedi like who has like her lightsaber is convertible to a light whip.
That's sick.
And they're like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, it's canon. Like it's in, she's a real person and that's a real thing.
And that sounds awesome.
Like, what are you pissed about?
What are you steaming about?
People are so protective of these things. Like, just stop. Like, just let it be good.
But and they, I'd be like, how many?
I say that as I'm about to talk about a movie, a beloved movie I have from the 80s.
It's true.
Yeah. The irony of me just saying that.
No, that's true. But I can't fucking wait for The Acolyte. And then we also got a little teaser for The Penguin, which is going to come out in the fall. Yeah. So that won't be in June. But that is the Colin Farrell HBO Max show. Which obviously from The Batman, now you get The Penguin, and looks good. Looks like it's gonna be obviously crime boss shit, kind of Sopranos like stuff.
But I hope they add some. There's some familiar people.
Yeah.
There. I would like to see some.
You gotta mix in a few, like
yeah,
especially if that world we know already had Riddler and Joker was like locked up, so like they exist. Yep. Yeah, you can't just have it be Falcone and Marcone. Was
but I would love, you know, if he deals with like Romy. Victor Zsasz or he deals with who is someone like not, I'm not saying like you have to bring in Joker and Batman whatever. You just need like some familiar faces.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I need that.
Yeah.
All right, Rye, we might as well quit wasting time. Let's get to this.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time. Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is Roadhouse 2024. This is a Amazon Prime film. You could stream it right now on the old Prime. It was not seen in theaters. Currently on Rotty Tees, 63% by the critics, 59% by the audience. It is 1 hour and 54 minutes, rated R, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Let's begin, as we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, spoiler-free. Ryan, did you like it?
I did not like this movie.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Did you like this movie?
No. And I went into it kind of like, full disclosure, probably like not expecting to like it. So I did have a lower bar, but I still went into it being like, let's watch a movie. I had some snacks. I think I had some candy. Like, I had some movie candy. I was sitting in my little home theater, my Dragon's Lair, which I loved. Like I said last week, it is legit my happy place. So I'm like, whatever. How bad can it be? And I'll tell you one thing. This is maybe one redeeming quality. I do think Jake Gyllenhaal is on a short list of, like, movie stars. I think he is. Like, I might not like every movie he's in. And, like, not that this, that, they clearly aren't all good. Like, I don't think this one's very good. But I think he is, even when you don't want to like him, you're like, he's fucking pretty good. Like, he's pretty good at what he does. However, the movie did not need to be remade. And
no,
it also isn't really like a remake. Like, obviously, there's there's ideas clearly ripped from that one. But man, it didn't need to be remade. And this could have been something else altogether. But
I don't understand why they called it Roadhouse.
Although they did say Roadhouse several times. They said Roadhouse a thousand times.
Started with that.
they said the name of the movie a million times. At one point, they explained to each other what a roadhouse was.
They explained to each other what a roadhouse was, and then named the fucking bar the Roadhouse.
He's like, well, no, but what's it called? And like, no, it's Roadhouse. They did a fucking Who's on First bit about Roadhouse.
And then I'm getting ahead of myself right now because I'm gonna start losing it.
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
But like, you have the fucking name of the bar is the Roadhouse. Like, how fucking bad are your writers? Wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal pissed that, like, this wasn't going to get seen in theaters? Was it Conor McGregor or someone like that?
Probably.
So I don't know why this wasn't going to show in theaters. Because it's a fucking stupid movie.
It's a piece of shit.
It sucks. Tip to tail, piece of shit.
It's a Roadhouse. Yeah, we got it.
What's it called? Like, this is the maddest I've ever been. And then they rip off another joke from another superior 80s movie that we'll get to in spoilers.
Yes, we will. And so the original 1989's Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze, is one of the coolest movies of all time. It's one of our all-time favorites. I forget. That might have been another one of your DVDs I saw for the first time. I want to say it was.
Much to the chagrin of my family, anytime it's on TV, I will watch it in its entirety. Much to the chagrin of my female household.
It kicks ass, man. Like, it, like, when so someone's like, name a movie that kicks ass, like, I don't know, Roadhouse? And you're like, fuck yeah, that does kick ass. And it kicks all the ass.
Like the Crow.
Crow kicks ass. And that's what's nuts. A bunch of ass. Dude, that's what's so crazy. Like, my mind's like melting because it's like, we just watched Roadhouse. We're going to talk about X-Men, the animated series. The Crow just had a trailer for a reboot. I'm like, wait a minute, this is all the fucking shit that we loved 20 years ago.
Right.
All the same stuff. But here we are.
Talking it up.
And listen, some things, I guess, I'm trying to think of one, like a modern reboot that was actually pretty good. All right, struggling to think of it. But I know that it's not Roadhouse.
It's not Roadhouse.
It isn't. This was weird to me where they wanted it to be a comedy, I feel like. Like Doug Liman, who directed Swingers and a bunch of other movies, he directed this. And it's like there's a couple characters that are like comedy, or maybe like one that's more like a comedy type character. There would be like a few like goofball lines, but then it would be like not even close to a comedy for like 20 minutes, like not even shades of a comedy for like 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden you'd have like sort of a goofy joke and you're like, oh, we're joking again. Like, I don't know how to explain it because I know movies aren't just like comedy, 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 comedy the whole time. And like, you can have that balance. Like, Deadpool does some crazy shit and like, it's like the action and the violence is off the charts, but it's like always kind of knows what it's doing. Whereas this one, if you watch certain parts of it, you'd have no idea like what the genre was.
No. And what kills me too is like for a movie that had billed itself as like a remake of the original, like you said, there's very little to do with like the original, because like the Dalton, because his name is just Dalton in the original, played by Patrick Swayze, was an undersized guy who fought as a last resort. Remember, the whole thing was like, just be nice,
yeah,
you know,
take it outside, yep,
take it outside, but be nice. And he's like, until it's time to not be nice. So it's like that whole thing. Now you have like this like nearly invincible UFC fighter who like loves fighting.
Yeah, he's a killer. He's a fucking great fighter. He's a great. He's an unbelievable. He's one of the world's best fighters. And I mean, I guess this isn't really a spoiler, but like people recognize him. You know what I mean? So it's like it's not the Patrick Swayze, very unassuming. Like, hey, I'm going to be nice to you. You're like, okay, kind of pretty boy.
Or I thought you'd be bigger.
Yeah, and like
you that could, whole joke, like the whole time. Yeah,
you could have pulled that off. But Gyllenhaal's not like a big dude. Like he got ripped for the movie, but he's not like he's not an intimidating guy.
No, but like to put him next to Conor McGregor, who's like not a very big guy and like shorter than him.
Yeah, which is weird. Like McGregor obviously could kick 99% of the people's asses in the world, but he's like buck 50. You know, like he's and yeah, those are the two. And just like
he did that thing where he like puts his shoulders forward and walked like he wasn't doing the full Conor McGregor walk, but he had he does this thing where he walks, where he like puts his shoulders forward.
Yeah.
So his arms are like way out in front of him and it looks odd.
In a shocking
out of context.
In a shocking twist. He is a terrible actor.
Oh, he stinks. And like the lines they gave him were like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Batman and Robin. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Puns and like stupid shit.
So I agree with this, Joshua in the chat. I agree 100%. It definitely seems like they had written, this is my guess. Somebody wrote a movie thinking it was an original idea. And then somebody else read it like, that's kind of like Roadhouse. Like a guy going to a bar to protect the bar, like everything. Like, and they're like, all right, so do we change it? Or do we just like ask permission to do that? And that's what it kind of feels like. They had pieces of a movie. And maybe it was somebody that didn't even see Roadhouse or something. And they were like, oh, actually, this is a good idea. And then we slap the name on it. And then there
you go. It'll be like, people will see it.
Maybe they will. But then they put it on Prime. So right away, you had to know that it wasn't going to be great. Especially when you have a movie. I'm telling you, like a movie star. Like, Gyllenhaal's good. Because I was just watching, like, Prisoners. And then I was watching the other one that Denny Villeneuve did, the one that he plays two roles. I was just watching like those recently, and I'm like, man, every time Gyllenhaal pops up, man, he knows what he's doing. Like he's good.
Yeah, he was good in like, was it Nightcrawler? He was good in that too.
Nightcrawler, Zodiac. Oh, there was also one, I don't know. Oh, was Nightcrawler the one where he answered phones? No. What was the one that he answered like 911 calls?
No, that was Nightcrawler. He was like a photographer.
Oh, that was Nightcrawler?
Yeah, and he was like, he would go around like, or like video camera, and he would like go around and like film for the news, and like they would like sell him to the news and stuff.
Nope, that's a different movie. Let me look this up.
That's Nightcrawler.
No, that's Nightcrawler. The one I'm thinking of is a different one. He like answered calls. Maybe somebody has it. Where the fuck is? You know what? I can't stand. It drives me up a wall and back. Is actors who are so incredibly famous, their list of movies isn't even on their Wikipedia. It's on like a sub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to somebody's Wikipedia and usually they have like their shit on there. But when they have such a lengthy Wikipedia, you have to click another link to go to their. Where is this movie? Was it The Guilty maybe? No. He's been in a ton of stuff. He was in The Ambulance. I don't think that got reviewed very well.
Amber Lamps.
He was in Amber Lamps. Oh, no, it is. It's called The Guilty. And the guy who did the screenplay is Nick Pizzolatto, the guy that did True Detective.
Pizzolatto, yeah.
So, I don't know. I would recommend The Guilty. The Guilty is pretty good. All right, anything else, though? So, I thought the side characters in this were pretty poor, like across the board. The ones, both the ones you were supposed to like and the ones you weren't supposed to like.
Oh, was it Ratcatcher 2? She had her moments.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That was really, her, right? That was her?
I think that was her.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan, though. Wasn't a fan. Conor McGregor was terrible. A couple other, like, bad guys were bad. Overall, like, it was pretty dumb.
Who was that? It was, like, that one bad guy who, like, he broke his arm in the beginning. And then he would just like see him and be like, hey, what's up, man? Like they wouldn't even fight.
No, that was like the comedy guy. That was the guy that was like bringing jokes. And you're like, all right, I guess.
But nothing was that funny. No. Which is like, okay.
it's not a must see clearly, but it is free. So like, if you haven't watched it and you've listened to the pod up to this point, like it's on Prime. If you got 2 hours to kill, you can give it a rip. Otherwise, I think you can save your 2 hours. Anything else spoiler free before you give us your dork score?
No.
What is your dork score?
2.
I'm gonna go 2.5. And I'm gonna give Gyllenhaal the extra half. Yep.
The only reason it got a 2 instead of a 1, it was free.
It was free. All right, so a deuce, fittingly. Oh, it was almost a double deuce. Should I just drop it down?
Drop it down.
Double deuce.
Drop it down.
Yep.
Yep.
Double deuce.
Spoilers. 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 Here come the spoilers.
Speaking of the double deuce, they did include the double deuce. That was the name of the bar that Dalton worked at in the original, in the real Roadhouse. Here,
yeah,
it was just next to the bookstore. It was called the Double Deuce Restaurant. It was just kind of there.
It sold key lime pie, and you could see, and they made sure you saw it several times. And to me, it was like rubbing a dog's nose and shit. It was just like, you're being punished for this. Like, this is, you're watching this, like, we're going to punish you.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, this is that, and it was the most. Back, like, fuck you for doing, like, don't even include it. If that's the way you're gonna do it, like, don't even put it in there. And then to call the actual bar the Roadhouse is the dumbest,
so dumb.
Fucking laziest, stupidest thing. And by the way, what I was alluding to earlier, the boat he lives on is called The Boat, which is the same name as, if you've ever seen the John Cusack movie One Crazy Summer, that's what they call their boat.
No shit.
That's a joke from another movie that you stole too, you fucking idiots.
Not an original idea. Not an original idea in the bunch. Yeah.
Not a one.
No. What if
I didn't give a shit? I didn't give a shit about any supporting character in this movie. The bookstore people, fucking useless.
No.
The bar owner, useless. Where is my Wade Garrett? Where's my, you know, where's the mentor of Dalton?
Not there.
The fucking big bad guy who's like the kid's dad. You never see him.
No. No.
Not for a hot Texas minute do you see that fucking guy in the movie.
Nope. It's did not see him. Yeah, it was really just a shame. You know, it was it was shitty. And like the Ratcatcher 2, who's like kind of like she is the love interest, like it's kind of like his girlfriend kind of thing. Then her dad's the cop, and that scene where he shows up and he's like, "They got my daughter, we gotta go get her." I'm like, clearly it was, and then like Dalton even calls him out. He's like, "Oh, it's a double cross, and here's another double cross." But it was like, I don't know if the guy is that bad of an actor or if the character is just that bad of an actor. But like, there was zero chance that like he wasn't in on it more than any character I've ever seen in my life. He's like, "Come on, you gotta help get my daughter back. She's definitely being held captive, and I got nothing to do with it. You gotta get
two going. Brothers."
That's what it was. I was like, is "This guy's serious right now."
But then there was these other things too. Like, remember he steals
the money,
the doctor's ex-boyfriend's boat.
Yes.
And he's like, "Where do you think you're going?" And he's like, "I'm borrowing your boat." And he's like, "I'm like Elle's friend or something."
Yep.
And he's like, "No, like that's my boat. Like, bring it back." And he's like, "No." And he's like, "Well, I'm a cop." And he's like, "I'm just borrowing it." And he's like, "Okay, 2 hours."
Yeah. And then he blew it
and
up.
And then he blows the guy's fucking boat up.
Blows up the boat. Yep.
Like, and it's like, well, all the police are, did you see, like, other than like the three guys who like were the bad cops, did you see any fucking cops in this town?
No, I don't think so. It was pretty in what Glass Key, I think they were pretty much those guys. Also, I'm so completely sick of the plot line of, hey, everybody has sold their real estate in one area except for one person, and now we need to do something to get the one person out.
Which is the plot of One Crazy Summer starring John Cusack.
It's also the plot of like every movie and TV show. I feel like, and some of them, some of them have done it well. I mean, there was even like, as great as the show is, they even did it in like an episode of Better Call Saul. Remember like, Kim Wexler had to like go convince the guy to like leave or go or whatever. Cause like all it is like super villain wants to like tear everything down and build it up. Oh, there's one person holding out. Like, oh, we got to put the screws to him. Like every movie and TV show does that. And I'm like, all right, enough's enough. And so now it's like this tiki bar where they have these outrageous fights. Like the place gets destroyed every single night. And then they just like
someone drops a beer and all of a sudden it's just fucking mayhem. And at one point, several extras in the movie, when the big fight kicks off, when Conor McGregor shows up, they start yelling bar fight.
Yep.
Bar fight.
That's how you know it's a bar fight.
It's not like Animal House, like food fight.
What'd you think of Post Malone fighting at the beginning of the movie?
He's got bosoms.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little hefty in there. I don't know if he put on weight for the role, maybe.
No, he's actually lost weight, but he's got he was jiggling a little bit.
I saw Mac on Twitter say that they used CGI, it looked like, for him to kick and punch.
Well, there were some, it's clear he didn't connect with that punch, even close.
No.
Even close.
I would have liked to have seen the movie where the owner of the bar, who originally went to recruit him, did that. Like, he goes down there, he has to save the bar. There's just no chance. He gets fucking destroyed. So a couple of things I actually did like, a couple of things that I thought were good lines was, well, one, so Post Malone's character had won six fights in a row. Gyllenhaal shows up and he's like, I'm out. And gives up. He's like, he can have the money. I'm not fighting him. And everyone's pissed. I also like when Gyllenhaal gets into the fight with all those guys outside of the bar at first. And he's like, do you have medical insurance? Do you have dental? You have all that stuff is all good. How far away is the hospital? And they're like, just shut the fuck up. They're 25 minutes? Okay, 25 minutes. He gets all the information first and then kicks their ass.
And then drives them to the hospital?
He did drive them to the hospital, which was
But then that guy tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Immediately after that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's where it went from funny to goofy. It's funny that he's asking about the medical insurance. I think that was hilarious. But then him literally driving all of them to the thing, you're like, all right, now we're getting a little goofy. The one guy was just a slapstick character, but then there are guys in his group that legit would try to kill him.
Right. And one guy, he gets hit by a fucking truck.
Yeah.
in the air.
But he killed guys. He murdered people.
Yeah. And the whole thing with the point of Dalton was he didn't want to do that.
No,
he only did it when he had to.
And he also killed, they give you a little taste of the backstory where in a UFC fight, he killed his friend.
Yeah.
All right. That's intense. And it's funny. I remember when he filmed that, because people were showing it and it was at a real UFC event.
It was at a real UFC fight.
Yeah. And it was in between fights, they had Gyllenhaal obviously dressed like that, going to the ring, do it. People filmed it from the crowd and it made its way on. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But
I remember those photos came out. I'm like, dude, he looks fucking ripped. He actually put in work for this piece of shit too.
But don't you think now, I don't know if you want to go down the Warrior route, which is an underrated, amazing movie with Tom Hardy.
Amazing movie, yeah.
But there might have been a better movie with have UFC fighter Jake Gyllenhaal, who killed his friend, and then have him do something else other than protect a tiki bar. But have him do something where, I don't know, he does, it's all kind of cliche, I guess, but whether he befriends a kid or something, and he has to defend himself. Because I guess the point here, even though it's different than the original Dalton, is he used to love to fight. Now he doesn't love to fight, I guess. Right? But he because he knows he could fucking kill somebody. But then he does kill people in this. He legit.
Yeah, and not even and there's that whole stupid thing where he's I don't like to get angry, but when I'm angry, I can't let go.
Right.
Then he shot the one guy. Reasonable right
shot now. The one guy too, right? With a gun?
He shot him. He shot one guy. We killed that guy.
Yeah.
And then shot him with the cop's gun.
Oh, no, that's what that was.
And said the cop did it.
That was actually, that was actually kind of funny. He's like, did you just kill him? He's like, oh, no, I killed him hours ago.
And then the guy even says, they're going to know that he was dead before the bullets went in him. And then he's like, just leave.
Maybe.
Fucking a guy who was a world champion UFC fighter turned bouncer kills four people and then just leaves on a bus they're not gonna find him.
Nope, just takes off. He leaves a ton of money to the bookstore people and then just I'll see you guys on the other side. I bid you adieu.
Yeah, is so dumb. Like yeah. those two characters, like the bookstore was like, that was the dumbest addition.
Yeah.
Cause they didn't matter. I'm
telling you, what do you mean?
They did, like the cop said, like, that's not a big deal.
Cop said, that doesn't matter at all. Yeah. Yeah. That was just sort of like he has to, like, that's
he's got a soft side.
He has a soft side, but also you needed to bring them back into the movie much later, and he had to be worried about their safety because obviously he met them for a second and is in love with both of them. And then
she gave him like a 20-page book.
Right. About how there's a tree in the middle of the city. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lame.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck it.
Tip to tail piece of shit.
Fucking Roadhouse. Remake. What are we doing?
Watch the original. You can see the original literally anywhere. Just please go watch that movie. If you haven't seen it yet, do it.
Yep.
Awful.
What's the Roadhouse? What's the name of the Roadhouse? It's Roadhouse.
The Roadhouse. By the way,
yeah.
The music, that was the worst version of What I Got by Sublime I think I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of shitty cover bands cover that song. That might be worse than all of them.
Yeah, that was not good. They did show you multiple bands. They did have them behind like the chain link fence.
But only a portion of it. It was just the front.
Yeah, no, that's true. It was only a little bit of it, but that was a throwback to the original. That was kind of fun. The one band that played the whole time, like the whole bar had been like cleared out. They just like kept playing. I'm like, I don't hate that.
Jeff Healey is rolling over in his grave.
For sure.
Right now.
Yeah, no.
The blind blues guitar players, Canada's pride of Canada, Jeff Healey.
Crushed it.
Rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, the owner of the bar was not a great character. Like, you weren't like, and actually, you know what's funny is, I think it was the first band had a female lead singer, and she was quite fair, and I thought that maybe that would be the love interest with Jake Gyllenhaal, and then you never saw her again. And then it was like,
no. Hey, and, yeah.
Yeah.
So, she is the niece. I did something like, who is that? Because she looked familiar.
Yeah.
Her mom was Anne Heche's sister. So she's Anne Heche's niece.
Ratcatcher?
No. I thought you meant the musician. The blonde.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you looked her up. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. She's Anne Heche's niece.
I like that.
And her parents, I know this is kind of a dark story, but her mom and her dad was like the CEO of like some company, died in like a car crash like 3 years ago.
Jesus.
And she's like kind of a Nepo baby, but like the musician.
Ugh. Speaking of Anne Heche, this is a random thing. Maybe three people are going to understand this. So I've been listening to only a couple episodes. There's a True Blood podcast with the actress who played Pam and the actress who played Jessica. So Pam was like Vampire Eric's like sidekick for most of it, but she was in like the entire series. And then Jessica is also Karen Page from Daredevil. Mm-hmm. So they have a podcast and they interview different people. And it's like, I've only listened to two episodes, but I'm like, it's good. I mean, they're both very good. Anyway, Pam, she said she was supposed to be in the TV, like she was cast to be in the HBO show Hung. Remember that show with Thomas Jane? And then like at the last minute, they bumped her out for Anne Heche. But if they hadn't bumped her out of that show, then she never would have been able to be on True Blood. So I was like,
was the bone they threw. They're like, you're not going to be in this.
Or something.
Because we got kind of a bigger name.
It must have been.
We're going to put you in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that worked out. Because Hung, I think, ran like a couple seasons and like whatever. It's a very forgettable show.
The first season was actually really, really good.
I watched the whole show. I was surprised, but I'm like, nobody talks about it. It's a very forgettable show, but it's like, like True Blood has like massive fans. Like you don't have people at Comic-Con being like, I was in season two of Hung. You're like, no, I was in eight seasons of True Blood.
Let's see it. Prove it.
Come on. All right. So there you go. There's our review of Roadhouse. We said you promised a Roadhouse review, right? And there it was.
I did. I regret it. I would say now I don't regret it.
No,
I like being this mad. I like feeling alive. I feel alive when I get angry about shit.
Well, something I haven't talked to you about it yet, but something that I assume we're both going to feel very differently about. We're going to do coming up next in X-Men 97. So for those of you that are watching on the YouTube, just jump over to the other link. For those that are listening on the podcast, thanks for listening. And we'll have another episode. Double Dork Week rolls on. So, Dave, before we move on, just promise me a million times over, you will never do another rule.
No, man. I'm not promising you that.